morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
Do something about flies on your operation. Horn flies take blood meals from cattle on pasture, resulting in reduced weight gain and profits. With Altacid IGR mixed into your feed, treated cattle can achieve a 15% increase in weight gain versus untreated cattle. Nuisance flies also irritate confined cattle, causing losses in milk production. Mix Clarifly larvicide into your feed to help prevent these flies by up to 96%. Know your enemy and ask your local feed distributor for the industry leader in feed through fly control. Altacid IGR and Clarifly larvicide.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
The latest measure of producer mindset dipped lower in April. The Purdue CME Group Ag Economy Barometer fell to 125 last month, which was 10 points lower than a month earlier and 15 points below its February reading. Organizers say the sharp drop in the Ag Producer Sentiment Index was attributable to producers' weakening perceptions of current conditions in the production agriculture sector, along with a decline in their expectations for future economic conditions. Respondents indicated they are becoming more pessimistic about agricultural trade, citing the declining price expectations for soybeans. Soybean prices are particularly vulnerable to disruptions in trade with China, as China's share of U.S. soybean exports is approximately 30%. The monthly index surveys 400 producers from across the United States. A measure greater than 100 indicates a positive sentiment by producers regarding the ag economy, while a measure under 100 suggests the opposite. In other news, a new study says consumers are saving money at the gas pump because of ethanol. An analysis released by the Renewable Fuels Association says ethanol is helping to offset higher fuel prices, and 10% ethanol blends alone could save consumers at least $39 billion this year. The study of wholesale gasoline and ethanol price data shows that blending E10 has reduced wholesale gasoline prices by at least 27 cents per gallon, or 14 cents compared to the ethanol-free gasoline. The data comes as the Energy Information Administration is already warning drivers that they are likely to see the highest gasoline prices in 4 years this summer. The study says that at current prices, E10 would save consumers $306 per household this year. If the U.S. would implement year-round E15 sales, the Renewable Fuels Association says the savings would be at least 34 cents per gallon, or 17% for E15 consumers. And finally today, a new report from Rabobank shows an increased chance of $4 corn this growing season. As 2018 corn planting is underway, the report shows key risks are developing that can drive price volatility and potentially sustain elevated grain prices through the 2018-19 season. The report explains that while demand is staying firm, the projected corn acres and current global corn stocks are declining compared to the past few years. The report notes that this environment provides little room for production deterioration in the 2018 growing season. Any additional loss of production through acreage or yield loss would put pressure on corn prices. The Rabobank pricing probability model forecasts that there is now over a 50% probability that futures prices will remain near or exceed $4 per bushel through December. And 2018-19 corn has a 24% chance of sustaining greater than $4.70 per bushel.
You got farm news on Ron.
Preferred Sands, a leading manufacturer of oilfield sands, is calling all job seekers for our job fair Wednesday, May 2nd in Weatherford, Oklahoma at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites. We are seeking heavy equipment operators, welders, electricians, diesel mechanics, and experienced supervisors. Also maintenance jobs and warehouse planning and scheduling, and many, many more. Salary ranges are from $15 to $30 an hour. See you at the Preferred Sands Job Fair Wednesday, May 2nd in Weatherford, Oklahoma from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Holiday Inn Express and Suites.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.